All this week here, we've heard about levees, flood insurance, delayed trailers, not to mention witnessing the release and revelry of Mardi Gras. As the last of the carnival beads are swept off the streets, it's hard for the city's residents to know what lies ahead. Many questions remain unanswered. Here are some of their thoughts about the future, starting in the Lower Ninth Ward.
Well, on this part of town, I don't see no future, as of now, you know, because there's a total chaos down here, you know. And every day I come back, the stuff's still the same way. Every day I come back, the cars and stuff still on top of fences, you know, wood everywhere, bricks, just total destruction. You know, they ain't gonna change at all. No time soon. Yo, no time soon.
I hate to think about what the next year is going to be like, because before I had a future, I knew what I wanted to do, what I needed to do. Right now, that's all been changed. You know, where you want to go, you can't go. What you want to do, you can't do. Where I'm standing right now, I don't see anything. It's been 6 months, and another 6 months will pass.
Prior to the storm, I lived in Lakeview, and my house caught 11 feet of water. Right now, I'm living with my fiance's mother. Funny story was, I was supposed to get married last September, but Katrina kind of set us back. So once we get, you know, back on our feet, then we're definitely going to plan the wedding.
You know, we've been back since October 2nd, and even though we're rebuilding two houses and, you know, working full-time jobs, we feel like our lives are more or less back to normal, as normal as it can be here right now. This city has so much heart and soul. There's absolutely nothing going to get in the way of rebuilding. It'll certainly be different. It'll be smaller. But, boy, just stand back and watch. It's going to be something to see.
I hope it comes back. It was a wonderful, beautiful city, beautiful trees. But the neighborhood where the middle class lived that really supported the city, that's the neighborhoods that were destroyed. I mean, nothing happening out there. We have no electricity out there yet. Nothing. So if somebody lives there, they're going to have to get a mailbox, you know, at the post office.
In a way, we're like crazy people, because it looks like we're picking up sticks and bricks in the midst of rubble. And, like, we don't understand. It's over. The game is over. Just lay down and die. But people are not dying. Now, what the future holds, sometimes my wife and I are very positive, and many other times we're very, very, let's put it this way, hurt. We're hurt. We've given so much to America. America wouldn't have a music if it weren't for New Orleans. Jazz is America's music. The Gulf of Mexico. Somebody's got to be down here. So we're not down here just cutting up and clowning. We have an awesome responsibility.
That was Ken Ferdinand, Rose Thurston, Doug Schroeder, Thomas Edwards, Sylvia Taylor, and DeLorenzo Branch speaking about the future in New Orleans.